Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Kent Backus of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, talking trade with Kent in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff, joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, tell us about the brand new Beef Council long-range plan.
Yes, we're very excited. The Oklahoma Beef Council Board of Directors approved its next five-year long-range plan beginning in 2022, and it begins with our new fiscal year, October 1, 2021. We are so excited for this plan because it builds upon the National Beef Industry long-range plan. Our mission statement is to strengthen U.S. beef demand while growing U.S. beef exports. We have three core strategies as part of this plan for Oklahoma. Core strategy one is to grow consumer trust in beef and beef production. Our strategy two is to promote and capitalize on the multiple advantages of beef. And strategy three is to drive growth for U.S. beef exports. And for the first time, we also articulated our statement of principles. We believe in the beef demand chain, driven by consumer preferences for our product. And finally, we will continue to seek to improve producer confidence in the beef checkoff.
Learn more at oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner. He's the Senior Director for International Trade and Market Access for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association in their Washington, D.C. office. Kent Backus with us today. He says that while the Biden administration is still reviewing trade deals that were done during the Trump presidency, those deals done by President Trump and his team are paying big dividends, especially in the Pacific Rim.
Yeah, I think the most important thing is that, you know, we're really capitalizing on strong demand in Asia. And essentially, we have a bidding war between Japan and Korea and China over U.S. beef, and that's really driving some very strong sales. But even here in North America, we continue to have, you know, some pretty good sales in both Canada and Mexico, making up a lot of lost ground in Mexico due to COVID. You know, but overall, exports are really strong. We think this is going to be another record-breaking year for us. A lot of that is due to just having the right kind of terms of trade. And those trade agreements we've secured over the last few years have really opened the door for us to build stronger consumer base in all of those Asian countries.
And Kent, we've talked before about how important that phase one trade deal with China is. It seemed like it eliminated so many barriers to trade.
Yeah, a lot of people focused on the purchase orders, and we were okay with that. The big wins for us, what we really celebrated, are the things that are just less flashy but are so much more important. Those are the non-tariff barriers. Removing that hormone ban really opened the Chinese market. And that was, I don't know if people understand just how massive of a victory that was to actually, you know, get over that hump, for China to also lift the BSE restrictions that we have, and for China to recognize USDA as the regulatory authority to approve packing facilities. Every other country, China has to go in and individually approve their packing facilities. But because they recognize USDA's food safety authority, that means that we have thousands of packing facilities that are now eligible for export to China. And we're selling everything from high-end muscle cuts. I heard that we're sending record amounts of 50s over there now. So we're sending all kinds of things into the Chinese market. And really, you know, the sky's the limit. But we also express cautious optimism when it comes to China. We've seen other commodities get overextended into that market. That gives the Chinese leverage over the United States. And that's where we start to see, you know, of them get dinged or squeezed to push other agendas, and that's not what we're looking for. The good news is we have a growing consumer base all over Asia and in other parts of the world, and so we're not having to put all of our eggs in one basket.
So with that in mind, there's been some folks starting to talk about, well, they want the Biden administration to open negotiations with the Chinese. Good idea?
I think for some other commodities, they may need some further conversations with the Chinese. We've been very pleased with the deliverables and the actions that have been taken by both the U.S. and the Chinese governments on implementing the Phase One agreements as it applies to beef. I think for us, the bigger priorities would be for the Biden administration to engage with the United Kingdom. You know, as we're dealing with a post-Brexit UK economy, a market that is looking for more trade partners, that's a natural fit for us. I think we have to stop getting into this mindset of, well, we're going to just have this competition where it could potentially be detrimental for us, and look at how we're going to complement each other in the different marketplaces. But we're going to have conversations on standards, which they've been very clear. They're not going to compromise on standards. But when you look at it, the equivalence that we have between our beef quality assurance program, their Red Tractor program, when you look at our carbon footprints, you look at all the sustainability profiles, there's really no compromise there. And if anything, you know, I think that that's just another way of how we complement each other. I think we'll see more discussions on a trade agreement with the United Kingdom moving forward. And that's definitely an opportunity that we want to take.
NCBA's Kent Backus. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Are you interested in adding value to your cull cows? Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is on a mission to reward a premium to cattlemen and cattlewomen who sell cull cows into the program. The ground beef product will be branded and sold in Oklahoma retail stores around the state. Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is an entity of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Learn more about this value-added opportunity at OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com. OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.